My earliest memory of the word friend comes from little kid Sunday school. They knew that little children could really identify with the word friend, and so they told us Bible stories about people who were great friends, and they taught us Bible verses on the theme, like, "A friend loveth at all times." And they taught us songs about Jesus being our friend. We sang, "My best friend is Jesus." And then in big church, we got to go up and sing with the grown-ups, "What a friend we have in Jesus." And I remember another. I never hear it anymore. It ended, "When I'm sad, he makes me glad. He's my friend." The disciples of Jesus would have been horrified. How dare we, would they think, how dare we call the Lord, the Messiah, our good friend? Who do we think we are? So they had to be shocked when he himself said it. They were at a table with him in the night, a sense of dread in the room. They didn't know that he'd be killed in the morning, but they knew he was under a terrible threat. He had just broken bread and said, "This is my body." Just poured out wine and said something about blood being poured out. Now he's done the strangest thing of going around their circle on his knees, washing their feet, and he says, "You must care for each other the way I care for you." And now his conversation continues. He says, "I'm done with calling you servants. You're not my servants. You're my friends. I have shared everything with you of what God has said to me, and I wouldn't do it if I thought of you as servants. I share it because you are my friends. You are my friend." I see them blinking their eyes and looking at each other. They are thinking, we are not on that level at all. He is nothing like us. His mind is light years ahead of us. His power is unthinkable. His speech is with uncanny authority. We are in awe of him. Sometimes we're scared of him, and he calls us his friends, confidant, kindred spirit companion. But he did say that. "You are my friend." I think there are very few words in our language more beautiful than the word friend. To be in the company of a real friend, or several of them, is pure nourishment, strength, the solid ground of being understood. Got a call this week from a dearest friend. He's hundreds of miles away, and it's been too long since we talked. We didn't talk about the past. We talked about recent times of his and of mine. We talked about sorrows and losses. We spoke of new discoveries and happy experiences. We spoke of mutual friends, and we spoke of the future. All of it flowed so easily and so deeply. It was holy. The same can be said of friendships made more recently. Life-giving connections. Joyous mutual affection. Empathetic listening. Understanding, supporting. They get it. And they sense that you get them. I cannot imagine what I would be now if it weren't for such friendships. I think I might be lost. And this is the word of Jesus for his people. He with us, we with him, as friends. We may think of him rightly as sovereign, as our leader and our Lord. And all the while, he is lifting us up to the high honor of his friendship. Mutual trust, shared understanding, eye to eye, something intimate. There is, however, one thing in the way he says this that might give us pause. In one of his statements about our being his friend, he adds the word if. Is that how friendship works? You are my friends if you keep my commandments. You are my friends if you live up to my expectation. Is that a thing? Conditional friendship? The truth is that Jesus did offer unconditional friendship. Let me remind you that in the Gospels, there's only one other occasion where anyone refers to Jesus as friend, and it's done by his enemies who are ticked off that he's friends with people on whom no conditions have been laid. They say, the upright people say, he's a friend of sinners. They say it as a slur, he wears it like a crown. These are his people. He gets them. And perhaps they are beginning to get him. So yes, unconditional friendship he brings. And yet, on this night before he gives himself for all of them, he says to his disciples and also to us, you're my friends if you keep my commandments. And of course, there is a kind of conditionality about friendship, isn't there? If you act as a great friend to me, generous, thoughtful, empathetic, understanding, asking the right questions, following up, all of that and more. And I give nothing of it back, not ever. Can we call that a friendship? No need to hear in Jesus' words about our being his friends if. No need to hear in that a demanding tone. When what he's saying, when he says if, is simply, this is how friendship works. But he does make it very specific. You are my friends if you keep my commandments. But what he has just finished saying, two sentences before, my commandment is that you love each other. As I have loved you, so you love each other. Friends, that's my command. If you keep that command, our friendship remains. Frederick Buechner could not have put it more simply. To be his friends, we have to be each other's friends. What does it mean? It means we are for each other. Accepting each other as we are, encouraging, strengthening, calling BS when we see it, being there for each other, bringing out the best in each other. And if, as he said, we are really to love as he loved, then we won't confine our offering of friendship inside this circle. We will extend it beyond our circle to people who suffer a most unfriendly world and a most unfriendly church. People who suffer the world's hostility and indifference. These are people Jesus calls his friends. And we are under his command to be for them as he is for them. When he said, if, I think he meant it. And we would do well to realize how poor has been our obedience to the divine command, just to love. And someone has said, we may happily sing what a friend we have in Jesus, but who among us would say, what a friend Jesus has in me? Yet still, he says it. He's still saying it. What he said at that table on the night before he died. He said it to disciples right on the verge of deserting him, and he knew they would. And he said, you're my friend. And when they had left him friendless, knowing himself still to be their friend, he laid down his life and risen from the dead. He still says it to them, and says it to us, you are not my servant. You are my friend. It staggers the mind, and it stirs us to want nothing less but to live our fortunate, befriended lives by the command of love.